You're listening to an Apple Viz podcast.
Hello there, and thank you for giving this podcast a listen. My name is Thomas Domville. I'm also known as Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to change Siri voice on iOS. So we all come to love Siri that comes baked into iOS. But did you know you can change those voices? Yes, you can change that voice to voices. Yes, there are other voices you can choose from. Now, in this example, I'm going to be using English as my native tongue and the various dialect that we can pick from. And as a bonus feature, I'm going to show you how you can use Siri voice to use with your voiceover. So if you want your voiceover voice to be your Siri voice, I'll show you that as well. Now, first thing first, let's show you how you can change your Siri voice and show you all the different various things or voices that you can pick from. We're going to head on over to Settings.
Settings. Double tap to open.
And we're going to do just that. One finger double tap to open up Settings.
Settings.
Now what we're looking for Siri and search button. So you will need to swipe right quite a few times until you get to the Siri and search button.
Siri and search button.
And one finger double tap to open this up.
Ask Siri. Heading.
Now we're looking for Siri voice button. Swipe to the right.
Siri voice. American. Voice 3. Button.
And there that is. Now, just a friendly tip or advice I want to say. If you do want to change your native tongue, just for whatever that reason that may be, maybe you have bilingual capabilities. If you go left from here.
Language. English. United States. Button.
You have a language area. This is where you can change the actual language itself. But in this podcast, I'm going to leave that as is to English.
Siri voice. American. Voice 3. Button.
Now, you heard that it's using American voice number 3. That's my general preference. There are 4 voices for American voice, and I have selected voice number 3. So whatever you set that up, when you set up the iOS for the first time, you're going to hear which voice that you're using. Do a one finger double tap to enter this.
Variety. Heading.
Now you get to the section where it says variety. Now there's different types of dialect of English, right? So we have like Australian, British, and etc. And that's what's going to be shown here. Now the first item on the list is going to be American because it's an alphabet order. As I swipe to the right.
Selected. American.
And that is chosen for me. So once that's selected, you'll have these 4 voices listed down below. Now, before we get to that, as I swipe to the right.
Australian.
Australian.
British.
British.
Indian. Irish. South African.
And South African. Those are all the different types of dialect. Now, as I mentioned before, can I use those? Yes, you sure can. If you want a British voice, go right up to British. If you want Australian, go to Australian. Double tap that. And we'll get to that as an example so you can see what I'm talking about. Now, one more to the right.
Voice. Heading.
You get to the voice section. This is at the towards the bottom half of the screen. So when you select an item towards the top, the different dialects, the voices will show up below. Now, American voice, we have 4 different voices.
Voice 1.
And they're labeled as voice 1.
Voice 2.
2.
Selected. Voice 3.
3.
Voice 4.
And 4. As you notice, the voice number 3 is selected. That's because that is what I have chosen. Now, let's go back up to voice number 1.
Selected. Voice 2. Voice 1.
If you want to hear voice number 1, just kind of a sneak peek, you just double tap this.
Selected.
Hi,
voice 1.
I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
So that's voice number 1.
Voice 2.
I'll swipe to the right, go to voice number 2, double tap.
Selected.
Hi,
voice 2.
I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
And swipe to the right.
Voice 3.
There's 3. That's my default one.
Selected.
Hi.
Voice 3.
I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
Voice 4.
And the last one, voice number 4.
Selected.
Hi.
Voice 4.
I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
Now, from here, you need to figure out which one sounds the best for you. Now, as I mentioned before, voice number 3 sounded good to me. If you just go back to voice number 3, double tap that, and then an item becomes selected. If it's selected, it is now your go-to Siri voice. Now, as I mentioned before, what about these different dialects, about the British and stuff? Good question. Let's go back to the top. 4 finger tap towards the top.
Siri and search. Back button.
That takes you to the very top left-hand corner of the screen. So if I go to the right here.
Siri voice. Heading. Variety. Heading.
Here we are. We're back to the variety.
Selected. American.
Keep going to the right.
Australian. British.
All right. Let's go to the British. Now, the first thing you're going to notice that it's going to load up and it's going to talk the voice number one in that dialect.
British. Hi, I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
All right, so that's the first voice. Now, remember, when you select the dialect, in this case, it's British. Remember the bottom half? That's where the voices are. I'm going to head down to the voice area.
Voice. Heading.
From here, you swipe to the right.
Voice one.
We have voice one.
In progress.
And it says in progress. What that means is that it's loading, and it has to load each of these voices. Have no fear. Once it gets loaded up, that'll be the one that you have selected. Now, let's swipe to the right.
Voice two.
There's voice two. So you have the option to listen to both voice. Now, you notice in British, there are no four voices like they have in American. Why is that? Well, that's just due to Apple limitation. It's whatever they want to add is what they're going to put in there. So we have two different voices. The first one was voice number one when you load it up. Let's see what voice number two sounds like.
Selected. Hi, voice I'm Siri. Two. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
Now, if that's something you like and you want to use it as your go-to voice, it's already selected and you're done. You just head on out of here. And then from now on, when you issue Siri, it'll use that voice. Now, I'm not going to use that voice. I'm going to go back and use voice number three. How do you do that? Well, it's very similar to what we just did for the British. So we'll go back to the top with a four-finger tap.
Siri and search. Back
and
button.
Swipe to the right until you get to American.
Siri voice. Heading. Variety. Heading. American.
Double tap.
Selected.
Hi,
American.
I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
As you recall, that's voice number one. Let's go down to voice.
Voice. Heading.
And swipe to the right.
Selected. Voice one. Voice two. Voice three.
I'll double tap that.
Selected.
Hi,
voice three.
I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
And now that is my go-to Siri voice. So let's implement Siri just to make sure it's working. What's the weather?
It's currently raining at 64 degrees. Expect cloudy skies starting in the afternoon. Today's high will be 70 degrees, and the low will be 64.
So there's your example of using voice three in American voice. You get to have fun. Just play around with a different type of dialect. See if there's something that you like, and it makes, you know, it sounds really good to you. This is how you change the Siri voice. Now, before I head on out of here, as a bonus, I promise you, how do you use VoiceOver and change VoiceOver voice to use Siri as a voice? Good question. Let's head up out of this settings area. So go to the top left.
Siri and search. Back button.
Double tap that.
Siri and search. Siri voice. American. Voice 3. Button.
And we'll go to the top here again.
Settings. Back button.
Back. Top left.
Settings. Siri and search. Settings. Heading.
Now we're back to the main section of settings. So if you've gotten lost, have no fear. What we did, you just go back to your home screen, go under settings, and this is where you're at. I'm going to swipe to the right until we get to accessibility.
Accessibility. Button.
From here, you're going to do one finger double tap to open this up.
Accessibility features help you customize your iPhone for your individual needs.
Now we're going to swipe to the right until we get to VoiceOver.
Vision. Heading. VoiceOver. On. Button.
Double tap and open this up.
VoiceOver. On.
Now I'm looking for something called Speech Button. Swipe to the right.
Speech. Button.
Double tap to open this up.
Voice. Tom. Enhanced. Button.
Now, in my case, Tom Enhanced is the VoiceOver voice that I'm using. So if you want to change this to Siri voice, not a problem. Just do one finger double tap to open this up.
Selected. English. Us. Heading.
Now, if you've been in here before, you're going to find all the different various voices you can pick from. But in this podcast, I'm looking for Siri. So swipe to the right until you find Siri.
Siri. Button.
There she is. Double tap that.
English. Us. Heading.
Now, let's go to the right and see what we have here.
Voice 1. Using 486 MB.
Now, this is new. Not only do we have the four voices that we were shown for this American voice, but also shows you the size of each of those voices. Yes, it takes that much space on your iOS device. And it depends on the space. So if you want to keep things lean and mean, just be aware that you're downloading these and it's going to take X number amount of space up. Now, if you want to use number one, just double tap that. Otherwise, go to the Siri voice that you want to use.
Voice 2, using voice 3, using 497 MB.
So in this Actions case, available. Voice number 3 is probably one I want to use. Double tap that, and you now have set your voice over voice and using Siri voice. So that pretty much wraps things up in how to change Siri voice on iOS. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device, visit www.applevis.com.